Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream seven national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
Inter Miami is currently in Mexico for tonight's decisive second leg, and manager Tata Martino confirmed yesterday that he plans to start Lionel Messi against the Mexican Giants. Messi has not started a match since suffering an injury a month ago, but did impress in his return to action in last weekend's draw with Colorado Rapids, doing Messi things, you know. Martino said, quote, "The idea is for Messi to start. He played 45 minutes against Colorado. We know how difficult the next game will be. The most important thing is he came back. He felt good. He scored." Messi missed Miami's 2-1 first leg loss, but he will be in the lineup tonight alongside Sergi Busquets, Luis Suarez, and Jordi Alba, who were all held out during the Miami startup lineup against Colorado. Nico, we saw that Columbus earned a big win on the road against Tigres. Does Messi give Miami a real chance of turning things around against Monterrey? Even though we do know Monterrey, they have that style of play where they can get you out of the game.
They've been trying to get Inter Miami out of the game in the pre-match press conferences, even post-game a week ago. If there's anybody that can give Inter Miami a chance, it's Messi. I would say that I would go from saying there's no chance that Inter Miami can win without Messi. I think it'll be very difficult to win in Mexico, just given the way that Miami play without Messi. They struggle. They hit walls sometimes, their energy drops, and collectively they're not as great. Inter Miami with Messi, it's like a jolt of lightning that wakes up a team. They play with a different dynamic to their game, and it will be very difficult. After you lost at home, to go to Monterrey and win, I mean, you need to win 2-0. 1-0 is not enough, because the away goal for Monterrey will split the difference there. So with Messi, anything can happen, man. That's the reality of the situation. But there are certain role players that, for Inter Miami, when you compare squad for squad, certain role players at Inter Miami is not, you know, at a CONCACAF Champions League standard where you want to compete with the teams with the biggest budget. And we go back to the same conversation we have. I mean, we have this conversation. At the end of the day, that's the reality of the situation. We have this conversation, and we had it yesterday. We're going
to
have it today.
I will continue to say this is MLS's fault. Change the rules. Allow these teams to build up a better squad around some of these great players whose knees are, you know, at 40% capacity and on their way out, you know, much like a Tesla driving fast, slowly, slowly dwindling down, and allow these players to have better players around them so that the moment they need to sit down, look, Messi is Messi. You put Messi on, you know, any team, Columbus, Colorado Rapids, they'd be, you know, they'd have a chance against Monterrey because it's Messi.
New England Revolution, please.
Yeah, okay, well.
That's better.
Everybody relax. You've been drinking.
I would say
you're having your own little tea party over there.
If you're MLS, though, just don't have a guy in his late 30s travel 23,000 miles or 23,000 miles around the world before a match like this.
Yeah, you maybe get maybe, your money.
That's not Inter Miami doing the world tour. That's MLS's fault.
Can I have a hot take? That's more important than them winning at Monterrey.
For Inter Miami,
for the overall,
and the brand and whatever.
For the overall brand?
Yeah, but, but then
at
I would
cost,
say.
Though.
Yeah, 100%
but,
does.
But, the cost.
And it looks like that elongated preseason around the world has taken tolls on certain players.
Sure.
At some point, they look tired. It's been a trend that once the energy drops off, collectively it drops off, and certain players don't have enough quality to keep it all together for 90 minutes on Inter Miami, and that can be their Achilles heel in very important games. But at the same time, I would counter the preseason tour is more unfriendly than them winning at Monterrey, them winning CONCACAF Champions Cup to be at the Club World Cup next summer.
They don't have to win to be at the Club World Cup.
Ooh. We'll see how FIFA slash.
Come on.
MLS or US Soccer,
Nico,
or whatever they figure
Alexis.
It out.
Stop it.
We'll see.
When they said they have the hosts club,
yeah,
we all knew what that meant.
A point there.
Yeah.
But we'll see if it ends.
Let me tell you something. If the New York Red Bulls are the team they pick, I'll give you $1,000. How about that?
Fair.
We all know it's going to be in Miami.
Wow. Yeah. Wouldn't that be a wrinkle in the plans?
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.